Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Great, ma'am. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm interested.
Did you say very or somewhat?
Very interested.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Other.
Okay. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied.
Very satisfied.
And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
It's paid by the taxpayers to be very important.
Okay, ma'am. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, ma'am? A little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
A lot of confidence.
Okay. And thank you for your responses. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against it, or definitely vote against it?
Undecided at the present.
Oh. Well, I'm going to read to you two statements, ma'am. I just want to know which one best reflects your views. For example, the first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one do you side more with, ma'am, the first or the second? Would you like me to read them again?
No, I heard them.
I'm sorry?
I heard them. I'm undecided because there's more things I have to look into before I give my opinion.
Is there anyone you lean more towards, the first or the second?
I'm neutral at the present.
No problem. Well, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons, ma'am. I just want you to tell me if you would be influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. For example, ma'am, learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, do you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced, ma'am?
They pay a smaller millage. I don't know. I have to look into it because you can't give me cold turkey. I don't like to give my opinion things when I haven't had a chance to think about it. I like to make an intelligent comment.
Well, remember whether your opinion is recorded and I appreciate it. Remember, this is just your opinion if you would be influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. So that's why I was asking you, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage, does that make you feel strongly influenced or somewhat influenced or influenced a little or not at all influenced?
Somewhat influenced.
What about this one, ma'am? Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little or not at all influenced?
It's allocated, but it's not allocated equally. So
would you say,
I'm an educator. That's why I know what's going on in education.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it depends on the neighborhood. They'll get more money. If it's in an underprivileged neighborhood, they get less money. So that's why, you know, it's not allocated equally.
Oh, okay. Well, how does that make you feel in that case? Would you say strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little or not at all influenced with your experience?
Mm-hmm. I'm not that much influenced. I know they're not doing it right.
Would you say in that case, influence a little or not at all influence? Or somewhat influence or strongly influence?
A little.
A little influence. Okay. What about this one quickly, ma'am? Leaning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Leaning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Does that make you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
They just passed the millage not too long ago we voted on. So if they won't have any money, they don't have money. Little influence. So these people are not doing right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said influence a little, not at all influence, or did you say strongly influenced or somewhat influenced?
Little influence.
Okay, but what about this one? Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
I'll be somewhat influenced, but if they don't catch you one way, they're going to catch me another way.
I understand. Well, we're almost done, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. What about this one? Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Repeat that again.
Yes. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
Not at all, because they could play with words and say what they want to say, and they'll do exactly what they want to do with the money. They're not going to manage it, right? Wherever there's money involved, you're always going to have a whole lot of hands in the pot.
I understand.
And if you ask them where they're going, they're going to come and say a bunch of lies. They don't tell the truth.
Okay, I understand that. What about this last one for this section says, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that make you feel strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
I'm influenced a little.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses, ma'am. Now that we have talked about the millage, I'm asking if the New Orleans public schools had our millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against it, or definitely vote against it?
I need to do more research. Because 2045 is a good piece way away. And I look at it like this. They'll say it to get you to vote for them, and once they get you to vote, then they're going to come up and say they need more money for something else. Katrina was a good example. Most of the schools in New Orleans are brand new, and now they're asking for money for this. That makes you wonder where all the money went. They need better management. They have all these charter schools. They're not doing a good job. I think the old traditional education was a whole lot better. They have people who's running those charter schools who are not qualified. They're pulling from anywhere. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
I understand, ma'am, and your feedback is highly valued, ma'am. But would you say that does that make you, like, lean more towards voting for it or lean more towards voting against it?
I'll vote against it.
All right. Would you say you probably vote against it or definitely vote against it?
Probably.
Okay, ma'am. Well, moving on, as we are almost concluding the survey, just want to ask you these last questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anybody in your household, I'm sorry, ma'am, you did mention you were a teacher. Are you a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No, but I live in Orleans Parish.
Oh, okay, ma'am. I was going to ask you if you were a parent or of a child enrolled in New Orleans public school, a teacher, or a staff member or an administrator of a New Orleans public school, or
no,
you're not
no.
affiliated? With
no,
or New Orleans.
No, I work with my grandkids in public school, so I'm kind of constantly involved in their school.
Oh, okay. Okay, ma'am. All right, moving on. We would like to know, ma'am, just tell me when you hear the group that contains your age, would you say you're between 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or above 61?
Above 61.
Okay, ma'am. And tell me when you hear the last grade that you finally completed, would you say some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, or you're a graduate or professional school?
Postgraduate.
Okay, ma'am.
Plus.
Great, ma'am, great. And moving on, ma'am, do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay.